The head of the nation's largest Catholic archdiocese is refusing to release documents that detail his communications with priests. Local prosecutors in Los Angeles and attorneys for alleged victims of priest sexual abuse want the documents from Cardinal Roger Mahoney. Lawyers for Mahoney argue that private discussions between priests and their bishops are protected by the First Amendment, NPR's Andy Bowers reports.
The cardinal's argument is that there's a special relationship between bishop and priest, part employer and employee, part father and adult son, part spiritual advisor and seeker, and the privacy of that relationship must be preserved, argues Todd Tamberg, spokesman for the archdiocese.
Priests need to have a place to speak in confidence about their spiritual life, about their ongoing formation and their religious development. And this tradition of confidential communication about the most intimate details of a priest's life really lies at the core of a bishop's relationship with his priests. And so that's what we're asserting is something that needs to be protected.
However, those communications could also contain evidence that would help prosecutors and plaintiffs make their cases against certain priests. John Manley is a California attorney who represents 40 alleged victims of abuse. He contends by asserting the records are private, the Los Angeles Archdiocese is trying a little creative lawyering.
My perception is they've created wholesale, with no basis in either canon law, church law, or American law, a privilege which doesn't exist that would effectively, if implemented, shield them from liability from everything from drunk driving to murder.
Not so, says the cardinal spokesman Todd Tamberg. He draws a distinction between these private pastoral conversations on the one hand and hard evidence of abuse on the other.
Cardinal Mahoney and the Archdiocese remain committed to providing the factual information that's necessary to evaluate claims of clergy abuse and to deliver this information much earlier than would occur in the course of normal litigation.
The Los Angeles Archdiocese is not the first to assert that spiritual counseling between bishops and priests is privileged, but courts in other jurisdictions, including Massachusetts and New Hampshire, have recently rejected similar arguments. Cardinal Mahoney has also made a point of saying he would cooperate with authorities and that he wants, quote, every single thing out, open, and dealt with. Richard Sipe is a former priest, psychotherapist, and author of the book Sex, Priests, and Power. He believes Los Angeles church leaders are just trying to avoid embarrassment.
They can say they're talking about spiritual counseling. What they're talking about is documentation that they have that records knowledge of a sexual abuse and how they handled it.
Sipe says in Boston, for example, such records have forced church leaders to admit they had a more active role in moving abusive priests from parish to parish than they admitted at first.
You know, if you follow this, oftentimes it goes, well, I didn't know anything, well, then I knew a little, and then, oh yes, I did sign those documents.
However, Los Angeles attorney Don Steyer, who represents about a dozen accused priests, strongly supports Cardinal Mahoney's position. Steyer says aside from the church's constitutional right to practice religion free of interference, priests also have the same right as any other employee to keep their personnel files private.
When police personnel files are subpoenaed for litigation, the district attorneys throughout the country vigorously oppose turning those files over. The truth is that investigation should be done the old-fashioned way and not try to make employers an arm of law enforcement.
It will now be up to California judges to decide whether Cardinal Mahoney is just another employer. Andy Bowers, NPR News, Los Angeles.